Patriots. Welcome to First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living. I'm Warpley Award-winning cartoonist, First Dog on the Moon. Thank heavens we sent Tony to the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Sri Lanka. He looks so poised striding the world stage. Well, I'm sure he'll grow into it. On today's guide, we have a good news story, although it doesn't start well. Prime Minister Abbott, Tony, to his friends, has been unkindly criticised for his comments at Chogham about torture, specifically when he said, "While our government deplores the use of torture, we accept that sometimes, in difficult circumstances, difficult things happen." You see, what all you anti-torture do-gooders don't seem to understand is that, well, to paraphrase Tony himself, torture happens. Wasn't it Cardinal Pell who said, "If it doesn't kill you, it will make you stronger"? Or perhaps it was Crocodile Dundee. I don't recall, but that's not the point anyway. Everyone's misunderstood the Prime Minister, and there's always a first time. You see, people from Syria or Afghanistan or Iran or especially Sri Lanka who climb into the boats are fleeing torture, death threats, even unpleasant wars. Although, of course, some of those scamps are just so-called economic migrants daring to try and find a better life rather than live in grinding poverty until they die. Cheeky buggers. Whatever they're fleeing, the kind and thoughtful souls in our very own Department of Immigration and Border Protection have got their best interests at heart. They're doing everything they can to make illegal boat arrivals feel welcome because, just like at home, we're torturing them as well. Obviously, it's not quite the same. We're not electrocuting anyone's genitals or raping their daughters in front of them, although why you'd need to flee that in the first place is beyond me. But we are locking them away in deplorable conditions with no hope whatsoever. And here's the good news. Because we're causing such enormous psychological anguish to people locked in detention, folk who were already traumatised are now suffering even more through lack of reasonable or even slightly unreasonable care, these people are now so desperate they're self-harming. That's right, Australia, they're torturing themselves. This is what we've managed to achieve. They don't need the Taliban anymore. They don't need the Sri Lankan security forces to torture them. They don't need the Australian government to torture them. We've taught these people to torture themselves. If you break a man's jaw with a fish, he'll suffer for a while, but if you teach him how to cut his own flesh, he can torture himself for life. I think that's how the saying goes. This is about empowerment and self-determination. All right, it isn't. But finally, these people are learning a useful skill and also what a gracious and kind nation we are. Perhaps when Tony said, "We accept that sometimes in difficult circumstances difficult things happen," he wasn't talking about the Sri Lankan government disappearing people. He was talking about us. And when I say us, I mean us. Although, I do wonder if it occurred to him at any point that the best way to stop the boats might be to help stop the difficult circumstances in which difficult things happen. Speaking out against it might be a start. Whatever. But instead, we seem to be getting crueler every day. Still, they keep coming. They just keep coming. And everyone keeps on trying to avoid difficult things happening. Thanks for listening, Patriots. This has been First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living, brought to you by the First Dog on the Moon Institute.